This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Early on in my ministry, in the 1970s and 80s, the Lord gave me a revelation of the glory of God. It was all-consuming to me for many years. I wrote the book, The Blood and the Glory. Recently, he told me to go back to Collinsville and teach in the place where it originally came, because in these days, the church must don glory.
Worry is a terrible thing to have a temple filled with, and fear. I'm a temple of God. You're a temple of God. And the glory level has got to come up now in the temple. And one way or another, it's going to. I hope it doesn't have to come the way of a shaking. I hope it can come the way of we just see what the Word says and we make God first. Then He'll walk in us. Where we walk, He walks. John G. Lake's daughter was a really good friend of mine. Did they come to this church? John G. Lake's daughter and son-in-law? I don't know if they did or not. Gertrude. Wilford. Wilford Wright, okay. John G. Lake's son-in-law and Bible school student. And John G. Lake was the one that bubonic plague germs died in his hands. He went to South Africa. There was the bubonic plague. People were frightened to bury people, even the dead. And he and another minister buried the dead all day long. And the British hospital ships came to where he was. And they wanted to give him a vaccine or whatever, preventative. He said, I don't need it. He said, you see these people, they're dying of a froth, bloody froth at the mouth. Take some of that froth and look at it under a microscope. He was a scientist himself. And they did, and of course it's working with germ activity. He said, now put some in my hand. And when they did, it all ceased. They said, what is that? He said, that, sirs, is the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, which set me free from the law of sin and death. You ought to get that book of John G. Lake's sermons and read Christ in Me. He would sit and look at his hands and say, Christ lives in those hands. His daughter told me he got up every morning, cleaned up, dressed up, got a mirror. He'd stand in front of that mirror and he'd say, see that suit of clothes? See that man that lives in that suit of clothes? God lives in that man. Wherever that suit of clothes goes today, God goes. Woo! When he died, the Lord told him, you've done the work of three men. Recorded healings than any other man. He had his healing rooms in the place of a medical center. And they saw, that medical center saw so many people getting healed, coming in crippled, walking out, that they asked if they could document the healings, and they did. I've forgotten how many it was, 100,000 in one year. Spokane was that, or Portland? It was known as the healthiest city in the United States. Because a man knew, one man knew, that wherever he walked, God walked. And whenever he laid his hands on someone, God laid his hands on them. Look at your hands. God lives in those hands. He told me that if I lay my hands on the sick, they'll recover. Hallelujah. He said, don't give the devil any place. That means in your temple. There's no room for the devil in the temple in Jerusalem. And there's no room for him in you. Doubt, fear, unbelief, filthy communication, all of that stuff. Oh, what if we just all knew that we're temples of the Holy Ghost? Let's turn back to 2 Chronicles chapter 5. And it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified and did not then wait by course. And the Levites, the singers, all of them of Asaph, Heman, Jeduthun, with their sons and their brethren, arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests sounding with trumpets. And it came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and praised the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, that the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. Brother Hagin always had people say that, for he is good, his mercy endureth forever. Well, when I went to Israel, I wanted, and studied Hebrew, I wanted to find out what they said. I wanted to say it like they said it. Praise the Lord is hallelujah. They said hallelujah, for he is good. For is key, like a key you put in your pocket. And good is tov, T-O-V, tov. Hallelujah, ki tov, and his mercy endures forever, ki, for his mercy, for, ki, then they put forever next, leolam, L apostrophe A-M, olam, ki, leolam, chasdo. His mercy, C-H-A-S-D-O, chasdo, kind of down in here, chasdo. So let's practice it. Hallelujah, ki tov, ki leolam chasdo. Let me say it and you say it after me. Hallelujah, ki tov, ki leolam chasdo. Now stand up, and we're going to be the temple. And this is how they did it. They did it antiphonally. The Levite leader, with a white cloth, would lead them. And we'll just practice, and you do your best to stay in unity. You do your best not to stand out or say the words before or after someone else says them. So we need a little practice. And it was antiphonally. The leader said it, and then they repeated it. So we'll do it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ki tov.
Ki tov.
Ki leolam chasdo.
Ki leolam chasdo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ki tov.
Ki tov.
Ki leolam chasdo.
Ki leolam chasdo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ki tov.
Ki tov.
Ki leolam chasdo.
Ki leolam chasdo.
But they didn't say it. They sang it. So now we're going to sing it. Just put your mind on the Lord. Just separate unto him right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ki tov.
Ki tov.
Ki leolam chasdo.
Ki
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ki to.
Ki
to. Ki leolam chasdo. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ki to.
Ki
to. Ki leolam chasdo. Hallelujah. Kito, ki leolam chasdo, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Kito,
ki
leolam chasdo, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Kito. Ki leolam chasdo. Lift your hands and we'll make yada. Lifted hand worship. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ki to.
Ki
leolam chasdo. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ki to. Ki leolam chasdo. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ki to.
Ki
leolam chasdo. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ki to.
Ki
leolam chasdo. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ki tov.
Ki
leolam chasdo. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ki tov.
Ki
leolam chasdo. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ki tov. Ki leolam chasdo. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ki tov.
Ki
leolam chasdo. It came even to pass as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, Hallelujah, ki tov, ki leolam chasdo, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand and minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God.
We have on CD and DVDs the entire seminar revealing the glory that was held in the Glorious Church Fellowship, Collinsville, Oklahoma, March 2014. You've been listening to an excerpt from it. We'll be glad to send you either set, the DVDs for a special price, $75, the CDs, $55. That's $10 below cost on each item. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 or write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615.